Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Bobby Kelly.
And it's Big J Okerson. We're actually a full radio show on Sirius XM, not just a podcast.
Hey, guess what? For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on the Sirius XM app.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson
and Robert Kelly.
Everybody, our guest joining us on The Bonfire. Mike Vecchione, you know him and love him. He's got a new hour special, everyone. The Attractives, premiering on Friday, March 25th at 5 p.m. on the Nate Land YouTube page. Mike's also going to be at Comedy on State in Madison. What a great club.
Great one.
It's a great club. One of the best.
You have a girlfriend, Mike. Stay away from those super sexy sisters that run that joint. Oh, they are hotsy-motsy.
Sexy sisters and all the college girls who come in and out of there.
No,
you know?
It's not about that. It's about those sisters.
The parents are fucking hot, too.
Yeah.
Do they have hot parents,
I mean,
also?
Dude, they're just a great
family.
It's just
a gorgeous family.
It's a gorgeous family.
They run a phenomenal club.
Right. The best club, one of the best clubs.
That's March 23rd to the 25th. And Side Splitters in Tampa. Ooh. It's a Bobby Kelly stomping ground.
Yes.
He's trying to get me over there.
Got to go
March
over there.
30th to April 1st. Get tickets at MikeVecchione.com.
I love Tampa's a super underrated town, is it not?
It is
awesome.
I don't think so anymore. I think that I've always known that it's a comedy, holy shit, fun town, but everybody's starting to pick up on that.
I think
now.
It's a garbage place.
Yeah, but that's what's great about
yes,
it.
It is. No,
it is.
Exactly right. That's why I said I do way better inland California when you get to like the Ontario and those ones. I actually enjoy very much because it's just a blue collar town, happens to be in California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel about that Tampa is. It's like the garbagey, my garbage part of Florida.
And they love comedy. There's so much comedy there.
Right.
Rock and wrestling. And also fat Hispanic girls wearing bikinis on the street.
Yes, and guns.
I also only go to Ybor City, which I told is not a good gauge.
No.
I feel like I'm in a Pitbull video
when
I'm there.
You shouldn't. That place is not. That is like the two worst parts about Tampa that meet. But Ybor. It's like, during the day it's all fat tourists and Scientologists, and then at night it's just some rap video.
It's just, at nighttime it becomes crazy in Ybor
City.
But
beautiful women also, and attainable, weirdly attainable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're approachable. It's not
like
not
here weirdly.
Where
I mean,
well, for sure.
One tit is bigger than the other. So.
I mean, by the time you're 40, you've had three skin cancers. So they are attainable. They know their time is precious.
Yeah,
and you can get all the dick you can get.
They're showing their C-section. They're definitely attainable.
Oh, I love a cesarean.
A C-section with maybe some flowers tattooed around it.
Yeah.
Their belly button looks like a flower with all the stretch marks coming off of it.
Oh. It's an innie and an outie. Part of it's outie, some of it's innie.
Means it's going to be a good harvest.
She has a belly button hernia.
Oh, my God.
I might be able to see Mike in Tampa.
Are you going
to
be there?
You can run
I'm
in Tampa?
Be in Florida.
What are you, iguana hunting?
I am going to take some out.
Yeah? You're going to do some wild chicken hunting down there? There's wild chickens.
No, I couldn't do that.
You're going to go down for the...
We have them as in our parents' backyard. I love them.
Wild chickens?
I feed them.
Did you name them?
You can't touch them.
Can't hurt them.
It's illegal to hurt the chickens.
Those ones in Tampa, is that the big thing? But they're terrifying and they're all over the place.
Can't fuck with them. You can't hurt them, right? But you can kill an iguana. You can take any iguana you want out.
They want him to.
Yeah.
They encourage it.
Yeah.
They kill everything.
Yeah.
Jacob, is this your spring break? Is it your spring break?
It's my spring break.
There's a lot of wild stuff going on spring break wise.
Oh, dude, he goes to Lake Havasu and shoots iguanas. He goes South Beach just to kill the iguanas, though. I'm not going to look at any boobs.
Why does he kill the iguanas? To set the tone?
Yeah, let them know what's up.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. puts a couple on hooks. Yeah. Jacob loves Florida.
They walk onto our turf. I take him out.
You know, Mike's originally from Florida.
Yeah.
Very, that's his original home.
Boca Raton, the rich part. You probably wouldn't be allowed to go there.
I brought up your pop.
Make them pizzas.
Yeah, not the pizza. It's always the meatballs that he was making, particularly because I said it was exactly what you want when you walk into an Italian house. I did Stavros's pot. Sorry, Jesus Christ, that was thunder.
Jesus, hurt my ears.
I did Stavros's podcast, and he was talking about when you see what a Greek person doing a Greek thing you want, and I go, oh, that's that feeling when I walked into the Vecchione family house. Racial jokes, and the dad just in the wife beater with the apron over it, yeah, just slapping that meatball back and forth. And I'm like, this is going to be a great day.
And when we prayed, right? What happened when we prayed right before the meal?
Well, because, you know, they invited a Jew into their home, which is like having a lion for dinner. And when they all held, first of all, I thought
you were taken back when he said, bow your head. Bow your head, Jay. Yeah. You bow your head.
Kneel before Zod, he said.
But you keep your eyes on his dad, like a Japanese guy.
No, well, I, like a dumbass, start ripping into my calzone. Oh. And everybody does, like, all right, we're going to say it. And I was like, ah, shit. And I already had like a mouthful of, like, you know, I had to like swallow the little bit I had. And everybody's heads went down. And I just kind of was able to get Mike's attention while his head was down. And while they were thanking Jesus for this wonderful food, yeah, I was, as a Jewish guy, going like, we killed them.
He was doing the gun sign. He made the sign of the gun and was actively firing it into his plate. Actively firing it. Laughed about that for a long time.
And that was my favorite. I always said.
But I never told my parents. I kept my mouth shut.
Because you're Italian. Your mouth shut. You know, your father, cause that's when you know it's really Italian, when the dad cooks.
Yeah. Someone said, I think Stavros said that too. He goes, in a family like that, whether it be a Greek or just like an ethnic Italian, then they'll never have the mom cook for the important meals. The important meals are always like, get out of here. I know what I'm doing now.
Does your dad cook the sauce?
You need a little armpit sweat into this.
It's your dad's sauce?
He would cook the sauce,
So that means his mom's sauce was better than your mom's sauce.
Probably.
And that's when they're like, no.
See, my mom's sauce was ketchup with sugar. She had no idea what she was doing. She tried. God bless my Jewish mother for trying to assimilate as every way she could. She's got the most Christmas spirit for a Jew.
Yeah.
She's cranked out more half-Catholic kids than anyone could possibly count. It's crazy.
My dad's sauce was... Oh, wait. I didn't have a dad. I'm sorry. tell me more about your family. How did family night go?
Well, one of my favorite things from Mike's family's house, too, always, is Mike's got siblings. He's got a sister and a brother.
Yeah.
And they have a wall of pictures at Mike's family's house when I went down there. And it was maybe a picture, like you'd see the other siblings in the background behind Mike giving like a thumbs up on like picture day or something. But most of it was just pictures of Mike. And it was like a storied walkthrough of Mike busting through an offensive line as a football player. It was like the before snap and then the snap, then Mike running, then on the other side, Mike breaking through the hole. It was like the whole top of the wall.
My brother playing the trumpet on the side. It was a small picture of my brother doing music.
And then a laminated wallet side of Mike's brother getting his like diploma. He goes, yeah, I guess that happened too.
There's a photo of his dad around a barrel fire singing.
Take me back. Take me back.
Did your dad... I did have a stepdad, Larry. Very Italian.
Okay.
And he cooked all the food in the house.
Nice.
But he would always play Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Did your dad...
We were a Dean Martin family.
Oh, love Dean Martin too, yeah. Yeah. I remember he flipped out with YouTube. I was like, dude, you can just search any music. He's like, what? Because before that, he had to get records.
Right.
And I was like, no, this is YouTube. You just go Frank Sinatra. And he's like, I can have every Frank Sinatra song. And he sat in front of the TV just playing old doo-wop. Dean, Sammy, That's Sinatra great. For like 12 hours straight.
That's the best.
Yeah, he was the best.
My dad had a jukebox.
Really?
Yeah, we brought a jukebox in before CDs.
Yeah, Mike said also, I didn't realize what a gambler's setup was for televisions either. Like Mike had the thing, it's like a big TV in the middle and then like six little TVs coming out of the side. I go, Why the hell did you? He goes, oh, he watches every game and gambles on. I'm like,
all the horse racing games. Yeah, right. He's a little guy with a hat with a ticker. No.
I was just like, make this make sense. Is your dad like that? Is like doing a sliver thing? Is he watching a? Does he rent out an apartment building? He watches all the people sleep together on.
The lunch is dictated if he won or lost. It's either peanut butter and jelly or Cornish hens.
Anybody down for foie gras? The bills covered.
Who wants a turkey roll up? Fucking Philly.
You fucking gabones. You gabones. Mike, you came in on a very special day.
Yeah.
Where we're talking about. This is a toughie. This is Jacob sent us a thing the other day for the show. Mm. He's like, get ready to have your heart smashed into 1,000 pieces. Your childhood's destroyed. And I didn't even get to see right away what it was. I didn't have a close eye on this. But Marissa Tomei has a video out of her doing her skincare routine. Still beautiful after all these years. The wrestler, when she was naked, great scenes. Mm-hmm. I really still get it. And she was so cute and hot when she was young.
What was the movie with the monkey heart? Untamed Heart. No, Untamed Heart.
Yes. Untamed Heart.
Untamed Heart. That's a sleeper movie. That's a great one.
One of my favorite movies of all time with Christian Slater at the top of his game.
Was it a monkey heart?
Yes.
Or was it that his heart was on the outside of his body? I think that's what it was.
If I was going to guess, I'd go a baboon heart.
I'd go baboon heart too.
I think maybe they had to get him a baboon heart was what they were waiting for in the movie. But I think his heart was on the outside of his body. Christine, plot twist, please, for Untamed Heart. Because if you bring up the plot story of Untamed Heart, please, Christian Slater vehicle from the late 80s.
Jay, could you have Christine?
Yeah, Christine, if you wouldn't mind, Untamed Heart. UNTAMED. There it is. It's impossible not to cry during the end of this movie. I bet that's not true.
100% true. If you don't cry during this movie, you're not a human being.
He dies peacefully on the way home from a hockey game. Oh, that is sad. Can you go to the plot and not just the end so I can find out about the monkey heart? Christine, keyword in this would be monkey heart. Monkey heart. No, don't type in monkey heart. It's leading. It's a leading question. Plot. Plot.
I had plot.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't. It says the end. Oh. Wikipedia, right there. Why are you so bad at this?
Romantic.
Plot.
I literally had plot in the Google when you told me
what you brought up was the end.
Caroline is a young woman living in Minneapolis, where the great club is, by the way, with those two hot girls.
That's wrong.
Like I said, it's not that club.
That's
Acme Comedy Club, another great club. Fantastic.
Hot girls?
No.
Oh.
Cute girls, though.
Okay.
Attainable, as Mike would say.
Christine, you have to scroll down for the plot.
She is a beauty school student and part-time waitress at a diner. She works with her best friend, Cindy, and Adam, a busboy and dishwasher who keeps to himself.
Right.
One night at work, after Caroline's latest boyfriend breaks up with her, she and Cindy find themselves talking about Adam.
Ooh.
Cindy confides that she thinks Adam is kind of cute and adds, I'd do him if he wasn't so dumb.
Oh, what a bitch.
Wow. None of this sounds even walking remotely
home,
like monkey heart.
Walking away, it's coming.
Christine, they haven't mentioned anything about the heart yet.
Wow. Walking home from work one night, Caroline is accosted by two men.
Oh.
Yeah, who attempt to rape her.
That's darker than I remember it being.
Yeah, I don't remember the rape. Adam shows up with a monkey heart and takes it
out. It doesn't say that.
Sorry. Adam shows up and fights them off with the power of a monkey heart.
Bobby,
I'm sorry,
you're leading.
Okay,
this
I'm,
isn't
I
saying
apologize.
Anything
no,
about monkey heart yet.
He fights them off.
It is crazy how many two long paragraphs in.
Yeah.
The movie's called Untamed Heart.
Yeah.
Nothing about his heart at all, let alone monkey and or otherwise.
This is longer than the movie.
Bobby, if you would take us back to it, or get me back into the universe.
Yeah, fights them off. Unbeknownst to Caroline, he has a monkey heart. No,
that's not what
says. Adam had been following her from the trees, swinging because he has a monkey heart. He has the uncanny ability of Tarzan.
Luckily, while she was being almost raped, he was eating bugs out of his sister's hair. because now he has a monkey heart.
Caroline thanked him with hand gestures and sign language because he's a monkey.
Adam love Caroline.
Oh, there it is, Bobby.
Where is it?
Adam love Caroline hard.
Okay, here we go. We'll skip down there. Caroline learns that he has a defect and will die without a transplant. Adam, claiming that he has a baboon heart, lovingly told to him by a nun at the orphanage where he grew up, by the jungle where she found him, refuses to listen.
Because he's a monkey boy.
Because he's a monkey boy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Get it together.
He'll die without a transplant. Standing without his baboon heart.
He's a baboon heart. Yeah, but there you go. Right there. Caroline tries to assure Adam that love comes from a person's mind, not his stupid, dumb monkey heart. But she is deeply touched when Adam asks her why it hurts so much here, and he points to his chest. When one heart is broken. On his birthday, Caroline visits Adam at his apartment and surprises him, taking him to the Minneapolis North Stars hockey game. But Adam surprises her with flowers he ripped out of a neighbor's yard like a monkey. And he had to kill that old lady when she came out and yelled at him. And he pounded on her chest and ripped her face off.
He was shot by police when he was throwing feces at Caroline.
Yeah, he ate the neighbor's ear.
My monkey's eating my friend's face off.
And a gift that left her for her to open, and after they returned. At the game, Adam catches a stray hockey puck to the monkey head. And on the way home, Adam falls asleep next to Caroline. But when they reach his house, she discovers, to her horror, that his heart has given out and he had died in his sleep like an ape.
Christine, type in the full question. Christine, look up the question.
After
he was told that at like an orphanage or something, but he didn't have a monkey heart.
I think it says that, right? Lovingly by a nun at an orphanage.
Yeah, he has a heart defect.
So it's a storyline that he has a baboon heart and he doesn't want a heart transplant because he thinks it's going to change his character?
No. And now I think you're insulting Bobby's reading because you gathered nothing of what he was saying. No, he thinks he has a baboon heart because he was raised like a doofus.
He was from an orphanage. And the nuns lied to him.
And the nuns told him he had a baboon heart for whatever reason. That's what he believes. He actually just has a heart defect. And it was going to happen. But I think, wasn't it on the outside or something of his body?
No.
What's that?
There's nothing that said that there.
Dude, you can't have a heart on the outside of your body.
You'd think.
No, you can't.
On your sleeve. You could have it on your sleeve.
Christine, look up someone's heart being born on the outside of their
body. You have to be
a
magician, though. If you're a magician, you can have a heart on your sleeve. Hey, now. Hit a button, Lou.
Lou's taking off today.
After Adam's funeral at the zoo, Caroline goes to his apartment and opens a gift for her, a box of his record albums with a handwritten note declaring his love.
And all those records, the monkeys. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Well, anyway, Marissa Tomei,
this is the exact plot of Curious George Goes to Canada.
Oh, TJ Miller. Well, the long story short is while she's so worried about being with a guy who's clinically retarded who has a baboon heart.
On the outside of his body.
I'll tell you what else she's doing. She's taking care of her skin. Yeah. She's looking great for her age, but she has given up somewhere that and the room is split, by the way.
Well, don't tell him.
I won't, but I'm saying the room is split on some people in this room are starting to believe they enjoy this, and I don't like hearing that at all. And if you could, Christine, please bring it up.
Go to 140, Christine.
So when did it actually happen?
140.
No, 150.
150.
Well, give us 1:30. Give us 20 seconds.
She's beautiful.
I mean, stunning.
Right.
I mean, her hair is amazing.
All right, stunning. Slow down.
One of my all-time faves.
Stop. So slow down. I'm
dude.
I know. Relax.
Okay, sorry.
Everything's not serious, everyone.
I mean, listen.
Good Lord.
This is serious shit right here.
Stunning. Whoa. No. Everyone except Marissa.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
...to my body and wanted to take care of her. So that's probably that started that relationship and relying on my body. When I met Lisa Bonet, And oh, we became you really bitch. Good friends probably when she was 16,
we are all wet down. Did you see that, Mike?
Yes, I did.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
It froze you solid.
It did.
Now, Mike's an old school guy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he likes a woman to bring him his paper and coffee and slippers in the morning, or she's going to catch five across the chops.
Yeah, he likes to make a girl flinch every once in a while.
He will not let a woman vote, but he will listen to her thoughts. Yeah. That's progressive an Italian.
As long as she gets him his coffee.
Yeah, as long as you get my coffee, you can babble on about whatever you want, babe. Yeah.
You got
cares?
5 minutes until the paper comes, then you got to shut your trap. You got to shut your trap.
I think I said four shots in this Americano. That is a gross problem to me. Mike, your thoughts?
I don't know. I actually, now that I'm looking at it, she's so hot that I don't really actually have a problem with it.
And you know why? Because he's a true Italian. Yeah. And Italians, that's European. Yeah. That is beautiful. And you know what? It's probably soft.
But Mike, if she's Italian, how much longer before she starts letting her back hair grow back
Nobody's
in?
I want to tell you something.
Who says I have a problem with that?
We're looking at Marissa Tomei is doing a makeup video, and she's so beautiful. She's in her house, or maybe a spa, probably her house because she's a millionaire. And she put her arms up, and she has full armpit hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's grown in. It's not stubble. It is there for a while.
This is not forgot for a day. This is my thing now.
She has armpit hair like a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there.
And I don't mean, listen, I'm from a different generation, I guess, the old 50s. I don't know why she doesn't get a slap for that.
You don't believe in it, Jay?
I don't get it at all. I think it's gross.
Look at me, Jay. Look at my face.
She's been doing it for decades.
Look at my face.
Yep.
Do
you like a stinky foot on a woman? Do you like that?
I
like
do
the
not.
Dirty?
I do not. Just because you have hair on your armpits doesn't mean you have a stinky armpit.
Jay, what if she shaved it into a landing strip? Would that be better for you?
A Hitler mustache? But you can't tell. It's just floating. She has a little square under her armpit.
What statement is she making to you, Jay? You get your own paper. You get your own coffee. Is that how you're taking it?
I'll tell you what it is. It tells me she's...
Yeah, Jay. What type of woman do you want, Jay?
I'll tell you. It tells me she's married. She stopped giving a shit.
Mm-mm.
Not married.
She's not married.
Mm-mm.
Really? She's out there trying to catch dick with those pits.
Yep.
I don't think she's trying to catch dick. I think she's trying to be who she really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You want me? I'm smoking hot. I am in my 50s. I'm still one of the top 10. And you know what? I'm going to grow the hair on her armpits because I'm not going to shave it. I'm going to let it grow like a European back in the day. I am woman. Hear me roar.
Right.
How's that?
And it's March, too, Jay. So choose your next words carefully.
Jay,
is Women's Awareness Month, and you need to be aware.
In your court, Jay.
I will tell you right now, I will go, and I apologize, Jim McClure, for this. We're not supposed to be talking like this anymore, but I would go nuts deep on Marissa Tomei.
Jay.
Yeah.
Jay. Can you say it another way?
While my beans are bouncing off her bunghole.
Better.
If she,
way better.
That was better.
That was better.
If she happens to, which I assume she would, yawn while I'm giving her everything I got and lift those arms up, I'm not stopping then. I make note of it and I go, I may have to talk about that if I'm going to be hanging around. But I wouldn't stop then. If I met her and she was relaxing by a tree with her arms like they are right now, and I saw that, I'd act like I dropped something when I got close enough to see that and then turn back around. I'm like, oh, Marissa Tomei. And then I'd turn back around.
I would fall asleep with my nose in her armpit.
It's going to smell funky.
Going like this. What a good day.
No, that hair is picking up. I bet she uses... She's like that other scuzz. What's the Shailene Woodley? Where they're like, it's like, oh, no, all you have to do is, you know, rub fucking aluminum or something
crystals
on your arm. Yeah, and they're just gross, hairy animals.
Jay, she is that. Look, there's something about that.
Yeah.
And I tell you this. Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has got me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Can I say something though?
That's a choice.
That's a different hair. That's a different. That's a little more.
Nope.
No, that the hair is not as soft as Marissa. Marissa's is soft. Look at Marissa's. That looks
How
soft.
How can you tell texture? Tactile texture.
I think what Bobby's saying is quaffed.
Yeah, I think it's, that's a little harder. That's a little rougher. I don't like the texture.
Well, come on. This is like a racial thing now, you know.
No.
No, I'm saying she's going to have a little wispier hair than that. That Emily Ratajkowski, some sort of woman of something.
Are you trying to get me canceled? What the fuck, Jay?
No. You hate black armpit hair. I understand what you're saying, Bobby.
Jason!
No, Bobby, I think I get what you're saying. Listen, no, I understand it now.
I just got to talk. We almost got whacked today.
We almost got whacked.
We almost got whacked today. Now you're bringing it over.
We walked in. We go, oh, shit.
I like it. And you know what? I had a girl a long time ago who had armpit hair. Mm-hmm. And I was a little freaked out by it at the beginning. I was like, oh, Jesus. And then by the end, dude, there was something about it that it's natural, baby.
Yeah. And it is weird for me as a person who likes pussy hair, and I do. I really don't. I don't like it.
Can I have another word instead of that, please? Can you? Another word.
Pubic hair?
No, something fun.
Oh.
Like pussy, but not pussy.
Oh, beaver.
Beaver, great.
Beaver's a great one.
Beaver is fun. Yeah. And was also a college for a long time.
Ooh, what happened to it?
They changed it. Beaver College.
Beaver College.
What they couldn't keep it up. The kids couldn't concentrate in classes because they were laughing.
Yeah. Did they change the name of Beaver College?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they had to.
They called it the Pussy College.
Yeah.
It's all cunt lip you now.
cunt you?
Cunt you.
I go to U of Cunt. That's hilarious. By the way, the funny, ironically, the title underneath says, when I met Lisa Bonet, we became really good friends. I guarantee you Lisa Bonet's got wolf and armpits.
Oh, 100%.
For
and
sure.
I bet she does it because of her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Back in the day, a lot of girls had it, man.
Gross. Right. Nope. I'm not okay with it.
Girls didn't shave their armpit until 1957.
Wow. Ew. Why do you have that date exactly?
Because it's a fact. It's a Bobby fact.
Look it up. Bobby fact?
Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up. We didn't put eggs in the refrigerator until 72.
That's when my mom was born.
Look
1957.
It up.
I guess that's why she's not a hairy wolf pig like all these ladies are.
The subway, when you come off West 4th mm-hmm. and you're going up, the whole, you know, they have those ads.
Yeah.
And they have all the ads. I think I sent the photo.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I saw this.
It's, armpit hair. The girls, this is a thing now where women, because you got to understand this, Jay. Mm-hmm. If electricity went out today and we had no more electricity at all,
right,
and girls would stop shaving,
right,
say we didn't have water and electricity,
mm-hmm.
and we went back, the apocalypse happens,
right?
Okay.
Every girl you know is going to grow facial hair.
No.
All of our girlfriends are gonna have facial hair, legs,
wrong,
and armpit hair.
Yeah,
well, you wouldn't really notice because you'd be eating her.
or breeding her
liver. Tastes delicious.
Well, you have to breed her.
You watch The Walking Dead, they're like models.
Well, listen,
the one thing that survives are
that's fake.
It's real.
But if you're gonna
according to Christine, this is becoming acceptable.
I hate it.
Just said I'm not like sexually myself. I'm not as grossed out by it as I used to be. I used to see it and I'd be like, ooh, and now I see it and I'm like, I don't know.
You're conditioned and you're wrong.
Christine, can I ask you something?
It's a media thing.
If we lost all like electricity and everything and we're in the nothing.
Bobby, does Dawn use exclusively an electric razor on her legs?
Whoa,
because
you
keep using electricity.
It's the mother of his kid.
Electricity's not...
I mean, I do have a kid.
It's the mother of his kid. What are we doing?
You don't have a kid, Jay. I'm talking to your girl. You're talking to the mother of my kid. I mean, I put gismotic fluid in her egg.
Okay, all right.
I have a child.
Oh, my God.
All right, no disrespect. Whoa. Eh? No disrespect. Tell your mother I said hi.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you why I keep bringing up electricity.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why.
Okay.
I just keep saying it because it's
That's
fun
fair.
To say.
All right, Christine, no, but you do there's have a no point. Electricity, no water.
You do have a point in the fact that when that kind of stuff happens, like the buses didn't run because of a flood one time, things devolve very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
So what would you... And I'm only talking to you because you're the only woman in the room right now. Would you change, if you could
have a unibrow and a mustache 100%. Like I have to fucking keep.
Then you'd be fighting zombies alone. Because I'll tell you this.
Wait a minute.
I'd have to like figure out. Armenians used to like burn hair off of them. Like I feel like
I'll accept that.
I feel like I'd burn the hair off.
Christine, I'd accept you going to a lake with a giant knife and just like Crocodile Dundee in your own armpits. Whatever it is, it's coming off.
Just you'd have to get a hatchet and chop it on a rock.
You're acting like there's no razors in the apocalypse. They're still around.
That's well, in the apocalypse, they go, you're not going to have them. They're gonna,
yes,
gonna,
you are.
You're going to use them. And they're gonna, I'm saying, okay, let me
go
make
into
this.
An abandoned drugstore, Jacob, and they're all there.
Jacob, I'll make this easier for you. Ready? 6 years into the apocalypse.
There's still a way.
You know, somebody's now making knives. Razors.
The razors are locked in that glass thing, though.
6 years in, there was already markets in The Walking Dead.
I would immediately learn how to thread. I would just figure out who knows how to
first
thread.
First day of the apocalypse, Christine's like, going to become a beautician.
I'm learning threading.
She's going to hook up with some Indian lady.
She goes, hey, I think I can fashion a spear out of this. She goes, I can get rid of that nasty little unibrow you got there. I'll tell you what, you want to fuck me, that line's going to be long. Well, we're getting waxed. I have to stab a few zombie skulls first. But that's, and then talk about the normalization of this kind of insanity, Christine. If you could bring up that is it an Amazon video? Is that what it is?
It's an Amazon commercial.
Commercial.
And
this is
wild.
Nuts. Hang on. This blew my mind.
Sorry,
you saw this already, right? You saw the commercial?
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
This is traumatic. This one.
This.
It's a mood.
Oh, buddy, it is a mood. This has become number one problem on my perch after fat Victoria's Secret models on the posters. You're selling me a fantasy, I thought. Not some girl I don't want to fuck in panties. Is this it?
Yeah.
It's on Prime. So it is a Prime commercial. It's a young girl in a room with, definitely serial killer-esque wall art. She has no rhyme or reason to what she puts up on that wall. It's all over the place. She's upside down. She's looking kind of gloomy.
Right.
And it's because she's looking in the mirror that she has braces. Natural thing. That happens.
Sure. Yeah.
Braces on an adult wouldn't stop me from fucking an adult now. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I just noticed looking at this?
Christine, your thoughts, yes?
I don't want to give away what it's about, but you see shaved legs.
Yes.
Yes.
Her legs are shaved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she must have light hair on her legs. She's a young girl.
Yeah. Mm. But?
But she must be a young Mexican girl because she looks in the mirror. Christine, play it. She looks in the mirror
and
sees in her light-up mirror that she has a big gap in her teeth and a crazy mustache.
She has the Billy the Kid mustache.
Yeah.
And the unibrow. Yeah. She's getting ready to wax it and do what we can only describe as solve a problem. She's already got the equipment to solve this problem.
Right.
But instead, she looks at a bobblehead, it appears, of Freddie Mercury. Who's a gay icon, but make no mistake, a man with a mustache.
Well, she's got between her teeth. She's got a big, big space between her teeth. David Letterman space.
And then so she looks at Eddie Murphy because he's got a space between his teeth.
Sure. Right.
Yep.
Then she looks at Frida for the unibrow.
Yep, unibrow.
And the mustache. And then Freddie Mercury is a double down on the mustache.
For the overbite. That's the overbite, too. She has an overbite.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this thing was made in a basement.
This should be kept in a basement, this girl. How does she have an upstairs bedroom?
She should be throwing fish from a window. I do not agree with this one.
I gotta go feed the kid. Take your fish.
Yeah, like,
you got to put a big glove on her. She goes, I shall get your hands if you don't put your glove on. Yeah,
you see a door on the floor just opening like the Evil Dead. Big lock. Good.
He goes, don't touch the lock. Don't touch that lock. By the way, it looks like Malcolm in the Middle. They tried to go trans.
Yeah. What happened? It looks like Joe DeRosa and Lenny Marcus fucking had a baby.
So she's now fed a bunch of false confidence from things that make no sense.
I feel bad.
The leader of a third world place, Eddie Murphy teeth and a gay mustache seems to be all in an overbite. Or she's like, oh,
yeah,
this all together.
Yeah.
Why couldn't she find all those things on one person?
Well, the thing is that that's all the art on the walls because she's been in that room since she was born. They didn't let her out. They just throw paper and stuff in there. That's for her to shit on in the corner.
That would have been great, like the after of this. Well, let's play the commercial so you can get the idea of it, because she sees Freddie Mercury bobblehead. and realized instead of waxing, which I have right here in the room, I should get a highly expensive replica of a Freddie Mercury jacket.
Yeah. And his shoes.
Then, all of a sudden, she's full of confidence, awkwardly dancing through a class which is clearly in session. And then you're like, oh, she must have got her shit together. Yeah. And then you just see that she put a bunch of makeup on.
Yep.
She still tried to change the situation. She dressed it up, but she goes... She
Why put makeup
been,
on?
She should have been completely... For this point to make sense, she should have been completely makeup-free.
Yeah.
She's going, she dressed it up. There's no shame more in putting on makeup than there is in getting rid of your fucking mustache.
Let me argue for her. She gets to feel beautiful on her terms, Jay.
That's not her terms.
Her terms.
No. Why does she makeup want the mustache?
Makeup is a choice.
You think she was sitting home, Mike, and going like, I wish I could just rock this thing. I wish I could just rock this mustache. I have a unibrow. Well,
her parents were like, look, we'll let you out of that basement if you put lipstick on and behave yourself.
I guess you're okay with this nonsense too, huh, Christine?
Yeah, Christine. What do you feel about this bullshit?
Conflicted, honestly.
Why? But,
here we go.
Because I'm
for
the type
a boy,
of person,
she's pretty cute.
If I had a fucking 7-year-old daughter and she had a mustache, I would take care of it. Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, if unibrow, like, I would just do it. Like, I would, no problem.
That's what I did with Isabelle's penis when she turned 7 years old. I took care of it.
I feel bad when I see, like, little girls running around with mustaches and unibrows. And it's just something.
But
like,
would you check in with her and go, look, do you want this mustache or do you not want it?
I would probably just do it. I would just be like, we're taking care
of this.
Just
do it.
I would just absolutely do it.
This is something where I'm just like, all right, you want to change...
We didn't ask Isabelle if she wanted her ears pieced to 2 days old. We just did it.
But what lacrosse team should she play on now? What lacrosse team should she play on?
It would be so cool.
I didn't ask Max if he wanted his penis pierced at 3. I
just
did it.
You just do it. Because you're a prince, Albert.
You got a prince. That's right. You're a man.
It would be so cool to not have to do all this maintenance. Not have to like tweeze eyebrows and wax legs and mustache and all that. It'd be great, but it's like, that's not the world we live in.
Yeah.
I don't ask Isabelle. The fucking mustache and a unibrow as a chick. It's like, all right, come on. Why? Like, you can just handle it.
I didn't ask Isabelle if she wanted me to tweeze her nipple hairs. I just do it.
Yeah, because you're
currently
attacked.
Because she can't see them herself.
It would be awesome if girls could just walk around without doing all this stuff. It'd be great if we could walk around with puke bags too. We could throw up.
Be all kinds of things.
We fear your mustache hair when we're making out with you.
Like, it'd be so cool if shaving and waxing was like never a thing, and that was never a beauty standard, and
bullshit.
We never had to do it.
Nonsense.
But it is.
What you're saying is crazy. And I'm telling you, I put a sharp object by the most dangerous of places to a man would consider. And
your
I
heart?
Do that for others. That's so you don't have to choke on ball hair, Christine.
Hey.
What?
Not ball hair.
So you don't have to choke on testicle, pubic hair. No. I got to do a funny one, you said.
Goofy, funny, silly, make people laugh. Skadoopies.
Yeah.
But it is the
Italian. What's an
like
Italian word?
Find the way you are.
And it's
how can I be totally against that?
What's that?
I said there is like a message here of like,
Christine,
you're fine
and
beautiful.
Talking a mile a minute.
And well, it's like you're beautiful how you are. So
yes,
I'm like, that's a good
that's
message.
The whole point.
No.
But you're not.
You're not?
Right. You're not, though.
Yeah.
You got to take care of some shit.
Jacob's jealous because she has more mustache hair than him.
Whoa! Shots fired, Bobby.
Come on, Jake.
I thought about this quite a while after the Marissa told me anything in the commercial. And I thought to myself, I think I'd be a good dad. And if I had a daughter, I would shower her with love. I would
semen.
Try to raise her
glad
to be
he said love after
confident. Yeah. Confident. I want her to be proud of herself.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to become the next Alex Morgan, the first president. But I would also tell her, unless you want to die a lonely spinster, shave your armpits.
Absolutely.
You pig.
Wow. Well, you know, Jesus, mom can teach her how to do those things.
Wow.
So
I mean, Jesus Christ.
We went from 2020 to 1921.
The toughest woman I've ever seen in my life, Miss Danielle Tiger Shulman.
Mm-hmm.
No mustache, no unibrow.
Yeah.
I bet. No muff puff. Is that good?
You can't throw it. Your muff
puff, puff is great.
Muff puff.
No, that's
fantastic.
That's fun for the family.
Thank you.
Everybody, Lou, come on, Lou.
Yeah.
Muff Puff.
No, Blackwood's not giving it up. He didn't like it.
Blackwood, you don't like Muff Puff?
He's still puked out by the armpit hair and stuff like that. What do you think, Lou? Where's your chime in on this? You
really
smooth
not
ass
a fan
brother.
Of hair like that because it holds smell and sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially all day.
Agreed. Agreed.
I used to date
the armpit, the hair is going to hold a different kind of stink.
Well, what
not.
About the women that say you shave yours then? You shave yours. It holds
I used
the
to.
Same.
I used to shave my armpit hair, and then what happened when I was younger, I was a teenager.
You realized you were gay?
No, not at all. I had little, because I have like little, I guess when I was younger, I don't know if it would happen now, but I used to have little fatsies right here in my armpit.
What?
That if I didn't have hair there, I'd get like rashes from like it rubbing. Yeah. So that's the only reason I stopped doing it. I did that anyway.
Hair
when I was
protected
younger.
You from your fatsies?
My hair protected me. It made a little slide from my fatsies. But Marissa Tomei and this little fucking he/she has no excuse why they look like that.
Everyone has to groom, men, women. Yes. Women want a man to be groomed in a certain way too.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
but
I mean, this is crazy that...
I mean, Amazon just wants to look progressive. That's really what this is about.
That's why I hate about it almost.
Trying to look... But they could care less either way what happens
no,
to anybody.
Somebody in that boardroom was like, yo, that's
yeah, this is
going
to endear us to the public.
100% that girl, as soon as she filmed this commercial, shaved that right off.
I promise you that is not... she wouldn't even do... We can use my facial hair. That is absolutely the gum, whatever that shit is.
That looks really real.
It's that's not.
Yeah. You think that's fake?
Real. Absolutely. I'd say it's fake.
You can find out if it's fake.
You think so?
Sure.
Let's find out who this actress is.
Well, can I just say that I think she should grow her nose hairs out.
And really,
to
yeah.
also
make it a whole thing.
Yeah,
do her air hair too. You know what? Drink water after midnight and see what happens.
Sometimes I have, now that I'm getting older, I have little hairs growing out of my ears. Sure. So am I a gross mess and should leave in shame, Jay?
No. There's a thing you can buy at every single CVS that will take care of that in 2 seconds.
This is who I am now.
I'm a hairier guy.
I got my ears waxed.
Yeah.
And don't have a problem.
You got lasered. Lasered.
I mean, lasered. I got them lasered and they're gone forever. And another thing, I made a gremlin joke. Nobody laughed.
What was
hurt
the gremlin
my
joke?
I said they should give her water after midnight and see what happens.
I didn't hear it.
And I thought it was a
good
thank, thank you, Jacob. I'm glad I brought it back up and I got the laugh. It deserved, by the way.
Well, here's a list I'd like to make. Let's name solutions for this girl's mustache that cost less than a Freddie Mercury leather jacket.
Sure.
Bleach for your mustache. Tweezers. Razors.
I got one.
Scissors, even.
A Bic lighter.
A Bic lighter would handle this problem.
Yeah. Bobby, that society made you think that you needed to do that to your ears and nose.
Mm. What?
She's saying society made you feel like you couldn't have ear hair.
If
you accept this, then you should just let your ear hair grow.
I couldn't have ear
hair. Be
proud
of your ear hair.
I'll tell you why I wasn't. Because I was on a plane and I woke up, there was a girl sitting next to me and I woke up and she was staring at it.
Oh, God. And, that hurts so much.
But that's her problem.
And I know, but it was my problem. And I also went into when I was outside.
Jacob,
you don't want
task,
that kind
dude.
Of girl. You when don't want somebody like that.
Yeah.
I don't. I have a wife that didn't like it too. Like my wife, it was disgusting to her. I mean, she had to pluck my ear hair with tweezers before I went out for the weekend. It was getting to be a problem. It was disgusting. I mean, she'd be like, wait. I'd be like, what? I thought she was going to lint brush me. Yeah. Oh, I got to get some lint on you. She would get a tweezer and pick the hair out of my ears.
Wow.
So then for my birthday, she got me 6 sessions at Dare to Be Bare.
Okay.
Hartsdale. Wow. Shout out.
Did you also get your dick hair turned into a heart?
My hoo-hoo.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Your pecker wig?
This is so much better. I'm so glad we got to talk
to
you.
So your wife...
I'm so glad. This is going to make the show...
So your wife, a woman, wanted you to do this. This is the whole point.
I mean...
goes both ways.
I want to just say one thing.
It goes both ways.
The tone that I'm getting from here...
It's like he trapped
me.
I mean, I got trapped.
You fell into his trap. It's like when someone starts laughing before they go in tic-tac-toe because they know it's like,
I mean,
you fucked up.
It's almost like... It's almost like...
You know, I got you two ways now. You know you done fucked up, right?
Mr. Big J.
You know you done fucked up.
Mr. Big J?
Yes?
It's almost like...
Yeah.
Mr. Big J.
Jacob, you fell into his trap somehow.
But it's almost like I don't have that video of Ari
on
my phone. It's almost like he's
Bobby,
talking
I'm
to
I'm saying we're on the same page.
But he's talking to me.
I'm not disagreeing.
I am saying we're on the same page. I'm
he
saying
that
I'm
that
agreeing
Ari
with your point.
Oh, I didn't know because I thought you were going another route with it because it was almost like I don't have that video.
Devil's advocate here.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Mike, a little context on what's going on is...
I'm sensing the tension.
On the show, Jacob rubbed his butt. By the way, Ari has come and done deplorable things. There's also a video out of Ari right now that at some point, maybe tomorrow on the show, we'll go through because Ari came and talked about it on Skanks last night. There's a video called Ari Shaffir, the most evil person.
It's a documentary. I've watched it twice. It's fucking awesome. Documentary, the most evil person in comedy. And
sorry.
Watch it and you're like, oh my God, I hang out with the devil. He's the devil. Ari's the devil.
Is this a really bad person?
Joe yeah. Rogan's his best friend.
his ears are pointy. You don't notice it.
How long is it?
Watch the documentary.
It's only 23 minutes. We gotta watch this tonight.
Can't be that evil. Yeah, I'm gonna watch this tonight for sure.
Unbelievable.
The most evil man in comedy. That's so great.
I mean, this
keep
is
going. All right, keep
Ari
going.
Shaffir gets exposed. Does he get exposed? I feel like I need to break my silence.
By the way, it
on
says
Ari Shaffir.
Joe Rogan's best friend. By the way, I love that.
Did you see this? Is the girl and she absolutely does not rock a mustache.
She's rocking a mustache.
Eyebrow.
She's very, yeah. very pretty. Very I bet pretty. Very done up. I bet. Look at. By the way, her eyebrows are also done.
Yeah.
Look her now. Who's her boyfriend has a mustache.
Who's that twink?
By the way, jealous? She's hot.
She's smoking hot.
She's super hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She definitely grooms better. Okay.
Oh, well, smoking hot. Let's take that back.
Smoking hot was a lot there. Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Right. Wow.
Look, whatever she is, let's just say she doesn't have a mustache is the important thing.
Yeah, let's say.
She looks better
shit.
Than that other one.
I mean, goddamn it, she needs help.
But, Christine, well, yes. follow her, reach, okay, now that's better.
That's better. Cause
when she keeps her mouth closed and doesn't have armpit hair, it really does make a big difference.
If the sun isn't near her face, it makes a really big difference.
If it's a dark room and she had a different head, Christine, follow
if
her.
She's in the basement where she was raised, hot chick.
Christine, follow her, quick question, is that your real mustache in the video? see if she replies.
Christine, give her a
direct I don't know if you know,
message.
Barry Stock replies if you reach out to him, so maybe we'll get her too. She has minimal to no followers, so we're good. Let's take a quick break, everybody. Mike Vecchione's new special is coming out, everyone. It's called The Attractives. The date, Christine?
One of the funniest guys.
I watched the special filming. It was fucking phenomenal.
He is fucking, I mean, one of the funniest guys walking right now. Vecchione is a killer. One of the best joke writers.
Absolutely.
And one of the funniest dudes. Why? He always murders. Dude.
Thank you, guys. Fucking thank you for celebrating me.
Yes, we celebrate you. We are. Mike, we're
so celebrated right now.
I celebrate my love for Mike.
Love you.
And Mike, and your special called The Attractives coming out, premiering on Friday, March 25th at 5 p.m.
It's on Nate's, it's on the Nate Land page.
Hell yeah.
Nate Gardazzi's YouTube page.
I love thank that you. Comics that are big, like Louie and Nate are picking comics up and putting them out there and exposing them, not hoarding their fans.
Yes. I'll pay for it, but don't curse on my YouTube page.
You're going to shave that mustache,
families
too.
Families are here, and you're going to shave that mustache and get your shit right. Pull your pants up, son.
Yeah, get your hair done. Get it right.
It was so cool watching Nate in the director chair, also like watching both. Like, I'd go back and forth and seeing Nate like looking at the thing. And I'm looking at Nate going like, he doesn't know what he's doing here.
Wait, did he have one of those chairs that go up in the air like Steven Spielberg?
I really got to see. He always had a camera thing with him. He goes,
there was 13 cameras. One was the Waffle House, checking all the footage.
We just
the
saw
Waffle
Nate
House.
Sitting with his knees crossed, like perfectly in the knees, and just staring. And me and Soder would walk in and just watch him doing that. I go, you don't know what you're looking for on these cameras, do you? And he's like, I knew. It all looks good, though. And then, of course, go to MikeVecchione.com for tickets to all his dates. He's got comedy on State Madison coming up. March 23rd to the 25th, Side Splitters in Tampa, March 30th, April 1st. And we'll be, of course, Mike Vecchione Investigates, available on YouTube and iTunes, everybody. That's his podcast. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire, pretty much saying goodbye at this point. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. That was just a portion of our actual SiriusXM radio show.
If you want the whole thing, the whole damn thing, go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
That's right. And go to BigJComedy.com and RobertKellyLive.com to check out our stand-up dates coming to a city near you. Crackle, crackle.
I stepped on you, crackle, crackle. I stink.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.